Ooh, I bet we have you intrigued now. That is an orchestral version, a mashup, in fact, of Levels by Avicii and Eric Prydz, Call On Me. That was performed by Synthony. Now, Synthony are hitting the road again this year. We're very excited indeed. Their first performance will be on Saturday, the 28th of May at the River Stage in Brisbane, and their tour wraps up in November at Rest Point in Tasmania. It's all very exciting. Synthony, if you're not aware, it is this epic show where a 60-piece orchestra performs all of these famous and really well-known and classic dance hits. So we're combining the EDM world with the fancy world of orchestral music. And as you just heard there in that brief little sample I played you, it sounds absolutely amazing. Now, I'm very, very excited to have the conductor of Synthony joining us today on the Music Weekly to talk about it with us, Sarah Grace Williams, the conductor of Synthony. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Great to be able to talk about live music events again.
Oh, it's nice, isn't it? Tell me about Synthony, because as far as live events go, this is a pretty huge one. So for those of us who aren't initiated, just encapsulate what Synthony is for us.
Yeah, you really can't get any bigger, actually. It is all-encompassing. We have, as you said, we have, a full orchestra on the stage. We have immersive visuals with incredible screens all over the stage, above the orchestra, around the stage. We have a laser show. We have a number of featured soloists, as in featured singers and instrumentalists, along with the incredible orchestra, and interweaving this incredible collaboration between the electronic dance music world and the orchestral world, culminating in something like you've never heard before or experienced. As a live concert event, it's the one word I always use to describe this. It's completely epic. Otherworld.
Well, orchestral music is epic just by its own nature. So combining it with electronic dance music must be something special to witness. Why do you think it works so well, just putting those two kind of genres together?
Look, I actually, I love the mixing of genres, not just within this show, all together. I actually am quite passionate about mixing genres together, because I think in every genre of music we have, there's great music. There's also some rubbish music. Music's music, basically, for me. Music is music. Mm. And, you know, great music's going to work together. And if you've got the right creative team and the right creative vision, you can do anything. With Synthony, we have an incredible team that works together. So I obviously conduct the orchestra, but prior me ever stepping into a rehearsal room with the orchestra, we have a music director who chooses and curates the show, chooses the tracks, and then we have an arranger by the name of Ryan Ewens, who's an absolute superstar orchestral arranger, and he goes and creates the orchestral parts and melds the worlds, the EDM world and the orchestral world, and he comes up with these creations that are just incredible, and he really knows how to write for an orchestra. So you do see a lot of shows where you might have a contemporary act at the front of the stage and they're backed up by, you know, classical musicians at the back of the stage, and they look lovely, they're playing nice long notes, it looks great, but there's not a huge amount happening within the orchestra. This is electronic dance music reimagined, an orchestra reimagined. It's neither as you know it previously, and I think making the most of both worlds.
Yeah, I guess, suppose it would be an interesting exercise to pull apart these dance music tracks that a lot of people would have been hearing, obviously, either remixed or at the club or in their original form. It must be interesting to pull them apart musically and reinterpret them into something completely different, and have far more going on, because I imagine none of these tracks were probably written with a 60-piece orchestra in mind. So I can only imagine that it would be a very fascinating and challenging task to convert them into that kind of format.
Absolutely, because you still have to stay respectful and true to the original, otherwise it becomes too disconnected. Yet you do have to come up with something new, otherwise what's the point of what we're doing? So it's really, really, it can be a slow process going through that. It takes a very long time to put these shows together, But when we get the tracks right, we're very excited.
In terms of what we're hearing this time around, can you give us a sneak peek as to what kind of dance tracks are going to be reimagined?
Well, we have a number of versions of Symphony on tour this year. We have Symphony 1, we have Symphony 2, and we have festival versions of the show. Each show is quite different, which is great. So if you've ever been to a Symphony concert before, you will be able to come along knowing you're in for a totally new experience. And if you've never been before, well, you're going to have your socks blown off. But look, you know what? When I first came on board as conductor of this project, I must admit, I thought, okay, how much do I know of the EDM world? This will be quite interesting. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to learn so much music because I may not be familiar with these tracks. And then when I started getting them sent through to me, it was one after the other. Oh, this song, I love this song. Oh, I know this. You know, they're all iconic pieces that everyone will have heard, whether they do enjoy going to clubs or not. They have been put into our, you know, they're part of pop culture. There are some moments that within, you know, the first two beats of me opening a particular piece, the crowd goes wild because they realise what it is. And I think, and that's the thing, every single piece we have in these shows, the audience, they lose it. They get so excited with every new piece because they all connect with it instantly. They know the piece, but they're about to hear it like they've never heard before, but they definitely know what it is the second it gets there. And the atmosphere in these concerts are absolutely electric.
I love that. Tell me about the vibe of Symphony. I've looked at some of the footage from previous shows and it looks massive, absolutely huge, but it obviously appears that dancing is required.
Oh, it's required. It is 100% required. You know, I always have a smile when I look at all those seats in the audience. I think not one of them is going to be used tonight. It is. We use a word to describe our Symphony audience, and it is mental. They are so ready to get down and have a great night, and they are the most wonderful audience. We just love our audience so much. We walk on stage, there is no warming up required. This audience is ready to go. They're pumped. And we just go, right, let's do this. Let's party. And it's just, you know, there is no interval. So I come on stage and then we just kind of go for an hour and a half. And that's after we've had two DJ sets before that. So it's a huge night for the crowd. The audience is like no other audience. You know, we don't have, as I said, we don't have to warm them up at all. And so that is just such a great feeling when you get out there and you just say, right, well, let's go.
It must be a different conducting experience for yourself as well. An hour and a half of conducting high energy EDM based tracks. You must be exhausted by the end of it.
Oh yeah, and you've mentioned that you've seen some of the footage. I too myself have a bit of a dance. Like I do say to people, yes, I do conduct Mozart very differently than the way I conduct Symphony. It is high energy. I come off. I'm definitely a few kilos less and quite spent.
Get your steps in.
Leave it all out on the stage. I leave it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I suppose on that, do you want to talk about your career as a conductor or, you know, generally your career leading up to getting involved with Symphony? Tell us about that. Where did you start?
Gosh, how long you got? No. So I studied in Australia. I did my performance and composition degree in Australia. My major instruments were clarinet and piano, and I was composition. And during that time, I started doing some conducting on the side. And by the time I'd finished my degree, I had decided that I actually wanted to be a conductor that played my instruments on the side. So I was making a big, you know, change in the direction of my career. Mm. And so I packed up everything and went to Novosibirsk in Siberia. In Whoa. Russia, and I studied there and at the St. Petersburg Conservatoire, as well as Kiev in the Ukraine. So I did all my studies over there, and in orchestral conducting. I came back to Australia and I founded the Metropolitan Orchestra in Sydney, which is now in its 13th year. And the Metropolitan Orchestra is actually on tour with Symphony for three of our cities in the Australian tour. And so I do some, you know, 50 odd concerts with them a year. And we do everything. We have a concert season that has everything from main stage, your more typical classical artistic series. And we will have the Mozarts, you will have the Mahlers, the Shostakovich, Tchaikovsky, Beethoven's. You'll have all those typical orchestral composers that you may think of. And then we have a whole bunch of other series, from doing cushion concert series for our little kids, and we do chamber concerts. But we do, and I do, a lot of crossover concerts, which is what Symphony is. We're working with a number of different genres, and so not just Symphony. I've done a couple of tours recently. Basement Jacks, the...
Oh, I love Basement Jacks.
DJ, we did the Australian and New Zealand tour. So it was called Basement Jacks versus the Metropolitan Orchestra. That was crazy. And it really was them versus us. and, you know, toured with Air Supply, Joy Division, but then, you know, and then worked with kind of iconic pop and rock Australian musicians. We've been, you know, with John Farnham and Olivia Newton-John, but then had some... you know, of the most renowned artists from, you know, around the world in the classical sphere, from, you know, Jose Carreras, et cetera. And so I would say I'm so fortunate that my bag is a very mixed bag. And so it's never a dull moment. It's so diverse and exciting. And you know, it goes back to a comment I made earlier that, you know, I love music. I love all music. And so I just think there's just so many things that we can do collaboratively across different genres, and I'm always looking for those kind of opportunities to do that, to do something new.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about how you mentioned that you are quite passionate about, you know, blending genres and mixing things up and seeing how things go together. Why are you so passionate about getting orchestral music blended with other genres? Is it to show that orchestral music can be so easily accessible? Why are you so passionate about that?
Look, you just summarized it perfectly there, actually. It's something that's always been core to what it actually, in establishing the Metropolitan Orchestra, it was something that I really felt we needed to make our world a little bit more accessible. You know, trying to remove some of the elitism that is put there and the barriers that people don't feel they know the rules to go to concerts, don't know when to clap, what to wear, what to say, how they're meant to respond. And we've always had some stigma around our industry and those barriers that stop people to come. And so in every type of concert we do, whether it is a straight classical performance or one of these crossovers, every concert I try, I get either produce and put on or become part of, I have to believe that's what we are at the core trying to do, is reach the everybody. Music is for everyone, and everyone's going to experience it and feel it differently, and they should be welcome to do so. And I just think I'm always saying to people, if you love music, any kind of music, come along to an orchestral concert, because, you know, it's just another form of music, and you'll find out that you love it, you know. And one of these great things about these crossover genre concerts, I did a film concert last year. We did Jurassic Park with film at the International Convention Centre here. And you know, I spoke to the audience at the beginning, some 5,000 people, and said, hands up if this is your first ever orchestral performance and you've come to see Jurassic Park with the live music. And there was a good portion of the audience that had never been to an orchestral concert. And the amount of people that they met me backstage to say that was amazing, seeing an orchestra, I will definitely be coming to see another orchestral performance. Just there's different ways we can engage and reach our current and potential audiences, and we should always be creative about that.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, even if this is someone's first orchestral performance, I mean, Synthony, it's going to be such an epic show for them. I think they'll be highly motivated to go and see some more orchestral performances. The tour.
Absolutely. And, you know, yeah, I was just going to say that's what is so clever about these arrangements. I would have never thought in a million years that if we did an EDM concert that people would then want to come see a standard orchestral performance. But the as I was saying, these arrangements that have been created by Ryan Ewens are so incredible, and they really showcase the orchestra. It is all about the orchestra. And it is, people are just, you know, blown away by what an orchestra can do. And they are intrigued and they do want to see more orchestra, absolutely.
Now, the tour kicks off on Saturday the 28th of May, runs all the way through to Saturday the 19th of November. So you're kicking it off in Brisbane, the River Stage, Brisbane, and then you've got wrapping it up in Tassie at Rest Point, which must be such a lovely way to end a tour.
Absolutely.
But it's quite a large tour. Logistically, with 60-odd people, plus you've got all the tech people that go along with that and the crew and everyone else, you guys must have a couple of plane loads of people coming along.
We do, and it really is. We have a symphony family. We really do. We have the most wonderful team that not only are the best at what they do, but they are just the most fabulous people to work with, and they need to be, because we do spend a lot of time working together in the lead up for every event. You know, every event only takes a couple of hours. It's over in the blink of an eye. Mm. But of course, the hours and hours and days and weeks and months of work that goes prior, you know, we're blessed to have a fantastic team that we all really like working together. And so it's such an enjoyable process for us all.
Oh, good, good. Do you hear any feedback? I mean, you've performed Synthony a few times before. Do you hear feedback from the actual acts whose music you're reinterpreting?
Yeah, we do. And you know, during the show we also have some of the soloists, the singers we have, they may sing a song that was theirs and then they may sing a different one. So sometimes we actually have the artists there with us, and you know, every artist that you'll never meet an artist that's not going to say to you, oh no, I don't like singing with a 60-piece orchestra. Everyone, you know, they love it, they adore it. And again, the artists we work with are all just the most delightful human beings as well, and really excited to you know, see what can be done with their music, which is, you know, which is quite thrilling when you've got an artist and they get excited about what we're doing.
I can only imagine how exciting it would be to hear your music reinterpreted in such a grand way. They must be able to, like, even to the listener, I can imagine you would just be discovering so much about that song that you've never heard before. So I'm really excited to hear this. So thank you so much for taking the time to speak to me, Sarah Grace Williams. Keep up the amazing work. It truly is something special. So I can't wait for people to witness Synthony this year, kicking off on Saturday, May 28th.
Fantastic. Thanks for the chat today. Great to talk to you.
That was Sarah Grace Williams, the conductor of Synthony, joining us to talk about Synthony 2022, which kicks off on the 28th of May at the River Stage in Brisbane. Then it heads into Perth, Wollongong, Newcastle, Adelaide, Sydney and Hobart. For tickets, head to synthony.com. And for more info and to download this interview as a podcast, go to energy-groove.com. I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Jackson will be back after this with more on the Music Weekly. In the meantime, I thought I would play you this. This is the Synthony Orchestra performing Avicii with Levels.